Okay, here we are, episode one of the Toad Cap podcast. This is super weird. This is probably going to be a terrible podcast and especially a terrible first episode, but you know, it's how things work. You're not great at them when you start off. I don't know what to necessarily get into right away. I'm in a basement right now, recording. I sound echoey as hell. I don't know if I'll sound echoey in the actual recording, but let's hope not. I'm recording on this little mic I got on Amazon. It was on sale, so, you know, I'm broke. Definitely helps me out. It's called the SF 666 Pro. It's a condenser mic. I don't know what that means. I don't know much about audio, but you know, it was cheap. I don't have too much money to spend, but yeah, it's nice, you know. It's cool that you don't need the most expensive material these days to get something like this done, like a podcast. I love podcasts. That's the only reason I'm, you know, doing one at all. Man, I say you know a lot, huh? I was about to say you know right there, but I stopped myself. Whew, I hate the way I speak. I wonder if anyone will listen to this. If you're listening to this, I guess you are. And you did. I know, this is weird. I don't know what I'm hoping to get out of this. I just wanted to do it for fun. You know, it's just nice to do things you like. Is this thing about to stop recording? How long can the podcasts be on this thing? Because I'm at 2 minutes and 48 seconds and this thing looks like it's about to stop recording. So I don't feel too good about that. Let's hope it doesn't, because I'm going to be pissed. Okay. Listeners tend to prefer short-term audio. Consider making your episodes out of shorter segments. Well, fuck you, man. You don't know what... You don't tell me what to do, man. I'm an individual, man. It's like, all right, well, it's good to know that it'll keep going if I wanted to. Who's going to listen to a 3-minute podcast? Or I shouldn't say that. It's probably a shit ton of people that listen to 3-minute podcasts. I like long podcasts. I like those Rogan, you know, 3-hour-plus podcasts. That's what I'm about. That's what I like. But to each their own. You know, I'm trying to go for about half an hour, which I feel like is going to be super hard because I'm at 4 minutes and I already ran out of shit to say fucking 3 minutes ago, so... Who knows? I have a friend from high school that killed himself recently. That wasn't a good segue at all, but, you know, I want to talk about it. He was a cool guy. He was super smart, you know. Had a class with him every day in high school for like an entire year, you know, got to work with him. He was a nice guy. He was, like I said, he was smart, so he was always willing to help people. You know, there's nothing worse than those people that are smart but hate helping people. You know, I can't stand that shit, but, you know, this guy wasn't like that. He was a good guy. You know, he was gonna do great things, I think. He was going to School of Mines, which is one of the best engineering schools in the country. And, you know, I'm sure he was fucking killing it out there too. I didn't really talk to him since high school, but, you know, he's one of those people you think of from time to time, just to hope they're doing well. Apparently he wasn't. It's pretty sad. He took his own life. But, I don't know, you know, things happen. I can't imagine what it must feel like to just feel so desperate and alone. I don't know what it must feel like for that to be your only option. I don't know. Because I get sad. Everyone gets sad. And it does suck. I don't know. I didn't think like him. You know, he was a good guy. I don't know what else to say. You know, I feel shitty all the fucking time. I think like everyone, I don't know, does everyone think about killing themselves? Is that true what I'm about to say? I think about it. But I don't know, I feel like there's a difference between just thinking about it and actually wanting to do it. And you know, then actually getting it done, that's scary. But I don't know, I wish there was a way to help people that feel sad. You know, it's easy to say, go and talk to someone when you're feeling sad. You know, reach out to a friend, all that stuff. But personally, I hate reaching out to people about that kind of thing. I feel like I'm being bothersome. I feel like I'm being a bummer. I feel like people don't want to hear about someone else's issues when they have their own, you know. I mean, I don't mind when a friend is feeling down and wants to talk, but for some reason I feel like other people do. But, you know, maybe not. Most people want to help, I feel like, especially if they're your friends. Shit, even if they're not your friends, even if you just know them, like, I don't know, isn't that just human? You just want other people to feel good. I hate watching people be sad, man. Even if it's someone I don't like, you know, it doesn't feel good to see other people down and, you know, just not happy. What's more terrible than fucking seeing someone sad? They don't even have to be crying, you know? Just when you see someone and they have that sad look in their eyes, you know, something's wrong. They're not present. You know, that's not good. You want to make people feel better. I wish I knew how to make people feel better more. Feel better, better. No, there's people that are just really good at that. They're just cheery people. They just know exactly what to say. I'm not like that. You know, wish I was. I like those people. Can't not like those people, you know? Just the selfless people. Just, you know, I mean, for sure they struggle too, you know? Everyone struggles. But there's people that put their own struggles to the side in order to help their friends and even people that they don't know. Just other people. I admire the shit out of that. I wish I wasn't so shy. I'm so fucking shy. You know, even when I do want to help someone out, I'm like, I don't even know if shy is the right word in this case, but, you know, I just don't want to bother people. You know, shit's complicated, man. I don't know what to do. I'm fucking not even 20, you know? I don't know shit. I don't know what the fuck to say about anything, man. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing in life, you know? How am I supposed to advise and help other people? I mean, fuck, I wish I could, but I just don't know how to. I think maybe, you know, hopefully this helps people. Even if one or two people listen to it and they're, you know, they feel better somehow. Even though I'm, you know, an idiot, don't know shit. I'm just kind of talking here. I don't even know what I've said. I don't know if I'm using sentences correctly. and all that. But, you know, I don't know. I feel good whenever I know that other people feel like I feel. By that I mean, you know, knowing other people feel sad. Like, I have a food problem, right? You know, I grew up fat. I just can't control my eating sometimes. And I go off. And for the longest time, you know, I didn't know that that was normal. And I felt like a fucking freak because I was just, you know, not eating all day and then just going off at night and eating like an entire box of cereal and a family-sized bag of chips and like a dozen of donuts. And, you know, I'll fucking eat forever, dog. But, you know, I listened to, I think it was well, you know, many different podcasts, but the one that I can remember right now is one with Marc Maron and, oh shoot, why am I blanking on her name? Nikki Glaser. It's a podcast with Marc Maron and Nikki Glaser, and they've both had eating issues, and you know they were talking about it, just kind of laughing, you know, being silly, and I was like, holy shit, I'm not the only one that struggles with things like this, you know, I'm not a fucking, well, you know, I am a weirdo, but at the same time, I'm not alone. And that feels good to know you're not alone. Loneliness fucking sucks, man. You know, that's the worst fucking thing. I don't know. I've been pretty sad lately. And I think it's greatly because of my loneliness, you know. I have people around me, but everyone's so busy. You don't really get to, or, you know, I don't really sit down with people as much, with my friends as much, and just talk and hang out. So, you know, I get lonely, spend a lot of time alone. It can be a fucking bummer, man. Just being alone, you have nothing to listen to but your thoughts. You know, you feel, I don't know, I feel like when I feel lonely, I feel like, you know, people just don't like being around me, which might be true, but might also not be true, you know? Either way, this loneliness sucks. Man, this is a bomber of a podcast, huh? Bomber? Bomber man? Bummer of a podcast. But I don't know. If I keep doing this, which I don't know if I will, I kind of just want to talk however the fuck I'm feeling, you know? Just be as me as I am. I'm not going to pretend to, you know, be happier than I am or whatever, you know? I'm fucking feeling down right now, so that's what I'm going to talk about. I'm drinking some coffee. Dark roast from Starbucks. It's not one of those, like, it's not, I didn't order it. It's one of the, you know, containers as they sell in stores and stuff. It's a dark roast. I fucking love coffee, man. I should probably drink less though. I don't know. Is it good to drink coffee? What are the negative effects of coffee? I haven't really heard of them that many, but also don't know of the positive effects of coffee besides you getting some energy. And it tastes good, you know? I like the fucking taste of coffee. I know a lot of people don't, but I do. I think I tried coffee for the first time in sixth grade, maybe? Something like that. My mom likes coffee and, you know, she would have it in the mornings, and I think she just offered it once. Offered it to me once, excuse me. And I like the taste, you know? It's bitter. I don't know, it's good. But probably since then, I've had a coffee just about every day. You know? It's not, I don't know. I don't feel bad when I drink it, you know? helps me take a shit. You know, everyone likes that. Gives me some energy. It's, you know, it's habitual now. I just drink my coffee and, I don't know, do whatever in the morning, homework or fucking just browse the internet. I don't know. It's nice. I don't know. It's probably like smoking a cigarette, right? It's kind of just soothing, relaxing. Maybe not, because, you know, with cigarettes, you feel kind of relaxed and chilled out. Get that little head high. That feels nice. Damn, I kind of want a cigarette now. Maybe not. Probably shouldn't do that. But coffee, you don't get that head high. At least I don't. But you know how you do not eating. When you don't eat for a while, you get that. It feels like smoking a cigarette. You just feel kind of lightheaded, kind of floaty. Yeah. But how the fuck did I get here? Coffee, dark roast. It's good. Oh. Yeah, it's not really like smoking a cigarette. Because you feel all jittery also sometimes. Not a time. I wonder how coffee affects most people. Do most people not even feel it anymore because they fucking drink it so much? Because I feel like I drink it a lot, but I also still, like, sometimes it hits me like a motherfucker, you know? Like, I know there's people out there that can have some coffee at night, like before bed, and they just, you know, how can they do that? How can you fucking do that? That's ridiculous, man. I couldn't do that shit. Sometimes I have coffee and I just, you know, I feel all fucking jittery. My hands are all shaking. I can't stop looking around. You know, I'm already like I have a lot of tics and stuff already, you know. Can't sit still. Coffee just makes it worse. So I don't know why the fuck I drink it. Why am I drinking this shit? It's making me feel more jittery than I already fucking am. Because it's good. It's addictive, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I'll probably keep drinking it. Doing some laundry right now. It's Sunday, if I didn't say that. I live in a dorm. So, you know, we have the communal laundry rooms. So I got to get my shit out of there as soon as possible, or else someone will throw that shit out, you know. And that's all right. I don't know. Do people not like that when they get their shit taken out of a laundry machine or dryer? Because I don't mind it, you know. Whenever I put my laundry in there, I set a timer so I can come in, get my shit out, and let the next person use it as soon as possible. You know, I feel like that's common decency. But maybe, I don't know, because I've definitely, like, waited 20 minutes, you know, or something like that, for someone to get their clothes. Now I'm over that shit. I just fucking get in there and take their clothes out, put my shit in there. But I don't know if people don't like that. I wonder if people don't like that. Because I can understand people being upset about that, you know? People touching their clothes. Especially, well, maybe not, but I was going to say, maybe even more if it's someone of the opposite gender, you know? It might be weird or creepy. Like, I don't know if a woman would appreciate if I took their laundry out of a washer, because, you know, they've got fucking their panties and shit in there, you know? Maybe not. Maybe that's not embarrassing. I don't fucking know. I'm not a woman. I guess I could ask someone. A chick? A friend? That sounded super disrespectful the way that I just said chick. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. I'm really not, you know, anti-woman or whatever. I don't know. Are people anti-woman? Definitely, right? There's definitely people out there, men and women probably, that just dislike women. And there's people out there that dislike men too. It's fucking, I don't know, everyone dislikes everyone. It's the way the world works, right? That's pretty sad. Do I speak fast? I feel like I do. I'm Hispanic, so, you know, sometimes my inner bicep comes out and I just start fucking speaking like Speedy Gonzalez and just go off and, you know, just there's no breaks. That's probably why I add a lot of you knows and I don't knows and ums and likes. That's probably why I use that stuff so much. And why I can't really formulate a sentence properly sometimes. That was a good sentence. I like that sentence, but most of my sentences aren't of that quality. You know, I have like a Trump vocabulary, you know? I'm just like, very good. That's terrific. The best. You know, I have a fucking fourth grade vocabulary most of the time. That's why I really admire people that can just speak and speak fluently and they know what they're saying. Everything's calculated. Everything makes sense. You can follow along, you know. You know. I like that shit. I don't like not being able to speak properly. So I don't like public, not public. What's it called? I guess it is public. Public speaking. That's it. Yeah. I don't know. I don't like public speaking, man. I feel like not a lot of people do though. That's pretty normal, right? But at the same time, there's probably people out there that do love public speaking. Like politicians, they probably fucking love public speaking. Like Obama. Obama probably likes public speaking. Right? Because he can fucking do it well. He's a funny guy. He has a smart sounding voice. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about. And he speaks slowly. You know? I wonder if... Are there people out there that speak super quickly but also make good points and are articulate? Because I can't think of anyone off the top of my head right now. Most people that I enjoy listening to and that I feel like most people like listening to do speak more slowly. But I don't know. Sometimes that the fast speaking is kind of more passionate, you know? Like, I feel like fast speakers are usually in YouTube videos with, I don't know, with protests or something, you know? I feel like they speak fast because they're just passionate, you know? Their heart's probably racing. They're in the heat of the moment. They speak fast, right? And some of them are, you know, really good. But then again, there's probably people that speak slowly and don't know they're fucking what the fuck they're talking about. I don't know shit. There's probably a course I can take, right, on fucking speaking and how speaking is done. I'll look into that shit, man. That'll be helpful. Holy shit, 24 minutes. How did I speak for 24 fucking minutes, dog? I don't know. Probably most of this is probably silence, you know. There's definitely a lot of silence in here, but I think I'm doing okay for my first ever official recording of anything. My shitty little logo, the little toad frog thing with a little propeller hat. I made that in Photoshop. I don't know. I've been wanting to fucking start a podcast for the longest time, just because I'm a fan of podcasts. Right? But I started by making that little logo because, you know, I thought that it was a nice way to kind of ease myself into, you know, actually recording something. And also, if I didn't end up recording something, at least I got a little practice in Photoshop, you know? I'm self-taught, which you can teach yourself how to do anything on the internet these days, but I don't know. I'm pretty proud, you know. It's not the best, obviously, but you know, I did it by myself. It's a nice little logo, I think. You know, it's symmetrical, it's simple, it's got, you know, some nice colors, I think. Yeah, I'm proud. you know, whether or not anyone listens to this, honestly, I don't really give a shit. I'm happy I fucking did it. Maybe I'll do it again. I'll probably do it again. I did this first one. I'm definitely a fan, you know. I'm not going to stop being a fan of podcasts anytime soon. So, yeah, but I guess we're nearing the end here. I'm going to keep this shortish. So you're going to have to listen to me be, you know, dumb and fucking not know how to speak for too long. So that is all for this episode. Enjoy the outro music by Kuko, Sunnyside.